This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State University has announced it will conduct surveillance COVID testing on unvaccinated students and staff as the fall semester gets underway in a little more than a week. Returning on this week's Ball State Update to talk about this and other pandemic-related points is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good to have you here. Ball State will be conducting surveillance COVID testing for unvaccinated students, faculty, and staff this fall. Why is this being done? How will it be done? And what all does it involve?
So there are really three reasons for this new protocol. First, we want to detect people, employees or students, who may be infected but who are asymptomatic. And we know that asymptomatic individuals can spread the virus. So by detecting those asymptomatic infected people, we can help mitigate the spread of the virus. The second reason is these results will provide us with some additional information, some more data about the level of infections on campus. And as you know, we monitor a variety of factors to determine the efficacy of our protocol. So this data combined with that other information will help inform the protocols going forward through the fall semester. And then, as you mentioned, this protocol only applies to unvaccinated people. And so it may provide an incentive for them to get vaccinated in order to avoid the inconvenience of submitting to the surveillance testing. And so we will select at random. Employees and students will be selected at random, those unvaccinated employees and students, approximately 200 of individuals per week. And the testing will be conducted twice a week, Tuesday and Wednesday, at Worthen Arena using a rapid antigen test.
How many students and employees are now vaccinated?
Presently, the numbers that I saw most recently earlier this week was over 65% of our employees are vaccinated, and that number continues to increase throughout the summer. I'm seeing good progress there. There's about 60% of our students who are intending to live in a residence halls. They're also vaccinated. Smaller number overall of all students. So the employee numbers are good, but we need to get them better. The student numbers are good, but we need to get those numbers better as well as we prepare for classes.
Will this information be put on the Ball State COVID dashboard?
You know, I'll have to check with the legal counsel at the university to see whether there's any issues with posting that information. Since I've been sharing it with you on the radio, I'd anticipate that we could, but let me double check with her first.
All right. Well, why not test vaccinated people as they too can carry the virus?
Well, again, all of the protocols stand work in concert with one another, and there are costs associated with those kinds of testing, but there are also benefits. In my estimation, the marginal benefit of testing vaccinated people is not worth the benefit. Yes, they can be infected and they can spread it, but those numbers are much smaller. So we want to try to invest in those protocols and those measures that produce the best benefit. And again, it's important to know that surveillance testing is not a silver bullet that will provide complete protection to campus. It's just an enhancement to the protocols that we have previously put in place, working in concert with those other protocols to help combine to mitigate the spread of virus on campus.
Going back to the surveillance COVID testing, will those numbers be put up on the COVID dashboard of the university?
We will certainly report them to the county public health, and I anticipate that they'll be put on the dashboard. But again, I have to double check with our staff to see if we're preparing to do that.
I have another question in from a listener right here. Will Ball State return to limiting the number of persons in each classroom as the university did earlier in the pandemic?
No, we intend to return to on-campus instruction for all courses, and we believe that with these other protocols that we will not need to have physical distancing in the classroom.
If you would, please refresh us about our vaccination clinic on the Ball State campus in the Health Professions Building, the days, times, and the type of vaccine that's being given over there for COVID.
Sure. I believe we're using the Moderna two-dose vaccine. The clinic is open today from 3 to 8 p.m. and then tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m. And then over the next 2 weeks, the clinic will be open on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of both of the following 2 weeks. You can see the specific times on our website. You can make an appointment at ourshot.in.gov. I know you report that on a regular basis. Or we're taking walk-in. You can actually walk into the clinic, and if they're available staff, they will administer the vaccine right there.
All right. When vaccines are fully cleared and off of the emergency authority status, will Ball State then require vaccinations for students, faculty, and staff?
I don't know the answer to that question, Stan. The federal government has issued guidance saying that employers can mandate vaccines for their employees. You've reported on the litigation at IU's vaccine mandate, and both the federal district court and the federal appellate court have ruled that the institution can require students to be vaccinated.
And we learned late Thursday afternoon that the U.S. Supreme Court will not block Indiana University's plan to vaccinate faculty, staff, and students. So their plan is intact.
Yeah. So that suggests that we could require it. I think the question for us is, should we? Is it necessary? And so when we get there, I'm going to seek guidance from our public health experts, seek their input as we've done throughout the pandemic. And of course, it will also depend on the specific circumstances and conditions on our campus and in our community at the time that that change is made.
All right. Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for being with us this week.
You're very welcome, Stan. Have a good day and a great weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.